All right.
Anna Zeff, we are rolling.
Oh, I should also tell you, Jen, that we pre-record this. So if you make a mistake, please feel free to correct yourself.
Fantastic.
Right, we're a radio show. Yeah. She's Anna. I'm Raven. Sorry, we're a little bit behind.
All right.
No,
so
cool. I get it.
Just correct yourself and we will edit it. And if I screw up, which I am certain I will, we'll edit that as well. So it sounds perfect once it airs tomorrow during the show. All right.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. You've heard a lot of psychics use crystal balls or maybe tarot cards. But have you ever heard of a psychic, a cheese witch, who uses actual cheese?
I've never heard of anything in my life. Some of the creepier things I thought was like eyeballs or if people would roll the bones. But this sounds delicious.
Jen Billick is a cheese witch. You can find her online at kitchenwitch.substack.com. Jen, you read people's fortunes using Swiss cheese and different kinds of formaggio?
I do. I read fortunes using all types of cheese, even vegan cheese. Oh. Not eyeballs, though. I've never heard of that before.
Oh, I thought it was like a voodoo thing. Maybe I just saw that in a movie. So explain to me how it is that cheese can help you predict the future or tell somebody's past or a message from the other side.
So it's kind of like reading tea leaves, right? So you look at the looking at the surface of the cheese, I look for shapes and patterns and little images, and as I am talking my way through those, I start to get little messages that come through where I know I need to tell somebody something.
Okay.
And oftentimes it's something that's related to someone they know or something that they're going to do or something that maybe they shouldn't do, kind of thing.
So do I bring the cheese to you or do you the cheese available?
That was the question I needed.
Because when you said the lactose-free cheese, I was good, the vegan cheese, because I'm lactose intolerant. And I was like, wait a minute, this is perfect because I get that dairy life stuff.
Yeah. Does she have to make it or just bring it?
You just have to bring it. So it works two different ways. So for my in-person sessions, I provide the cheese if we're at the cheese shop. And for the virtual sessions that I do, I just have people send me photos of cheese that they have obtained.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
You can feel it from like that. Only the best can do that over different types of media.
If I go get a piece of cheese right now and I send you a picture, would I be able to have a reading from it?
Yeah, you would.
Go to the fridge.
I've right
immediately.
Hold on.
Wait,
I'll be right back.
Yeah, hold on. Anna's going to go to the fridge right now. Is it your cheese, though? What do you have in there for cheese?
I'm going to go see.
It might be listener cheese or some sort of strange cheese. Steal it from somebody's lunch. She's gone. She'll be back.
Somebody's lunch.
Yeah.
Bring me a grilled cheese sandwich while you're in there.
If she touches it, like it still makes the cheese predictions relevant, right? Like even if somebody else brought it as their lunch, because if I'm guessing correctly here, it would be Jen because fate chose her to choose that cheese in one way or another.
Fate or her intuition,
right.
More likely. And then she's also doing like a little bit of energetic transfer when she grabs it herself.
Okay, I understand. I think it might have been the Crow movie where she was using the eyeballs to tell the future. I don't know. I'll Google that while she selects cheese. Eyeballs to predict the future. I'm Googling.
I just imagine you staring into someone's face really intently and then being like, your eyeballs tell me.
No, they were out of the face. I'm sorry. I should have been more clear about that. They were just, they had been removed from the face there. Okay, this one doesn't make sense. Google is not.
Are you sure you're not thinking about Robin Hood Men in Tights when the witch throws eyeballs into a stew?
That might have been it. Could have been it. I mean, certainly, it's of the same vein, basically. Minority Report. No, they were looking at the eyes.
I got cheese? Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Send her
Jen, I have two different cheeses from the office fridge.
Mm-hmm.
I have one chunky blue cheese that I found.
Okay.
And then there was also somebody else's lunch that had Parmesan cheese on top. Which one is a better one?
Which one do you feel is a better one?
The chunky blue cheese
spoke
to me.
Yeah, it has to speak to
you. All right.
It was like somebody's soul was coming through on that.
Send the photo. All right,
send me a photo, and then I'll put you on speaker so I can look at the photo while I'm on my phone.
Okay, what is your number? We'll beat this out.
I'm going to tell you right now, Jen, we don't typically allow speakerphone here on this program.
Yeah, but this is important.
But you as the cheese witch, we're going to make an exception for you.
Thank you so much.
Because I feel like this is important. Like, we have to know this, all right?
Absolutely.
Did you send the photo already? I'm so anxious.
No, I need the number, Raven. Is it the number that we called you on?
Is it the same number, Jen?
It's the number you called me on, yeah.
Okay, all right, for God's sake, send it.
Hold on, I got to find it.
Oh, no.
This is ridiculous.
I'm
hold on.
About this cheese thing.
I wonder if the picture will show up on my watch, and then I can stay on the call.
Technology is amazing, huh? First, we have cheese that speaks to us, and now we have a watch that brings the cheese right to you. It's fantastic. I wonder if the cheese will also speak about me, even though I didn't select it, but I'm here. And
it's possible, right. if there's some overt thoughts about you happening.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. It, you know, the way I'm pressuring it to be photographed and all that. Right. Anything is possible.
Right. I don't have the number for her.
Oh, my gosh. Give me the number there, Jen. We'll delete it from here.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, it's 224.
224.
627. 3288.
3288. You got that?
Yes.
224-627-3288.
3288, yeah.
Okay. All right, here we go. I have sent you the half jar of chunky blue cheese.
It's in a jar? Okay, I'm waiting for the text to come
through. Seems weird. Thank you. Right, you didn't predict that. I mean, you thought you were going to be able to see it.
Oh, I had to put my phone on speaker. One second.
Okay. No, that's fine. You have the waiver.
Shut up. Oh, it's dressing. Yeah. I get it. Okay, hold on. Let me put my phone on speaker. One second.
She typically deals with cheese. All you could find was dressing?
It's chunky blue cheese.
I mean, but
chunky blue cheese is fine. Okay. I read everything. I've read wedge salad.
All right. Yeah. I'm sorry.
She read wedge salad.
What an interesting lunch that would be.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so looking at your photo of your chunky blue cheese dressing, the first thing that I'm seeing is in the upper left-hand corner, rounded corner, there's like a kind of a shine, and it looks like a peacock sitting on a perch.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
And so that represents a feeling of pride and a feeling of not necessarily thinking you're better than everyone, but that you're better than some people.
Wow, Anna, you elitist.
I mean, I didn't. What? I don't know.
That is a terribly embarrassing trait to come out here on the radio.
I mean, I am pretty good. Some of us have that trait as well.
Okay. All right. What else do you see there, Jen? Let's try and make up for. Oh, Jen's also cocky about her cheese.
Listen,
powers.
I have a peacock tattoo, so
okay, all
right. With that, what you will. Now
we're learning about Jen now, huh?
We drop
our speakerphone rule, and all of a sudden, all the things come down, and all the walls,
all the
come
reality
down.
Comes right. out. Yes.
Jen, what Raven is forgetting to say too is that we were literally just discussing peacocks off the air before we had called you, because we were talking about kookaburra wings, and we're saying it's like eating a peacock.
Well, an eagle. They said an eagle.
Yeah, but we talked about the peacock. It's like eating a peacock. All right,
I wouldn't eat that either.
Jen.
All right, what else do you got? What else do you see in the cheese?
Okay, so directly across from the peacock on the other side of the jar, there is, it's kind of in the herb mixture, there's the number 5. So the number 5 is relevant to your future in some way. It could be in the percentage of raise you're going to get, or it could be in a phone number or an address or an age, something like that. Mm. There's also a snail that I'm seeing, and the snail is an indication that you're maybe taking a little bit too long to make decisions.
Oh, well, I can tell you one thing there, Jen. Both Ann and I have a very important appointment to get to shortly, and this interview is going long, but here we are. We're going to ride this out. We have to make sure we do. That 5 is definitely, you know, I mean, that snail is, it's got me a little bit anxious. I'm not going to lie. What else do you see past the snail?
Just think more action oriented.
Okay. Right.
Action. Well, it's funny because I do feel like lately it's become more difficult for me to make decisions. Mm. And I think it's because I have decision fatigue where every day it's like 10 things, and it's like now I get stuck at the most random things, like, okay, I'm going to pick up lunch. What am I going to eat? It's interesting that you should bring that up. And 5 is my lucky number. So I'll take that.
Awesome.
I'll take that every day.
All right. What else you got?
There is one more thing I want you to know, and this is something that I'm like not related to the dressing, but that I'm being told to tell you, is that there is a really good idea that you're sitting on that you have not yet uncovered. And I don't know why. I feel like you might be a little anxious or afraid of like how this idea could move your life forward. So I want you to think about being open to new ideas and not worrying about how it will impact your life, because it's only going to impact your life in good ways.
Do I know what that idea is yet, or is it going to come to me soon?
It's possible you don't know what it is yet and that it could come to you soon. And if it, I really do feel like you probably already know what it is. It's just that you haven't let yourself embrace it yet.
This is a large jar of dressing.
I like it.
It's, I mean,
Jen, you've given me
you've
so much to think about.
Yeah.
All right, if you want to learn more about the cheese witch yourself, Jen Billick, you can go to her Substack, kitchenwitch.substack.com. Thank you so much, Jen. Oh my gosh, now I'm ready for the next big thing.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Jen, I 100% would like to use you for upcoming like large, you know, sporting events or anything like that where you can make predictions based on cheese. Would you be okay with that?
Absolutely. I did predict that the Bears would beat the Packers, and they did in like the last 3 minutes of the game.
Fantastic.
So I'm very proud of myself.
Fantastic. Go right. Bears. All right.
Jen, you're the best. Thank you so much.
That
was
you were great.
Super fun.
Thanks. It was nice meeting you both.
Nice.